Today we are visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2017 from Cam High School. We've got five students we want to visit with today. We are going to start with...
Damiana King.
Tell us about your family.
I live with my mom and my stepdad, and I have three dogs.
All right. Three dogs. Very good. And you take care of them. You water them, you feed them, you walk them. You do everything, right?
I do not.
So you're honest. Let's talk about school. What classes did you enjoy?
Probably my favorite classes were Spanish and all my ag classes with Mr. Miller.
Okay. Any teachers that you really will look back on as ones that you really enjoyed that really put you in the right direction?
Mr. Miller for sure, and Miss Aim. Yeah.
Why them?
Mr. Miller is really pushy, but in a good way. He really, makes sure we get our stuff done, and he's very encouraging. And Miss Aim, I just really liked her as a teacher, and, her material was really good.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities, both in and out of school? What else has kept you busy?
FFA. We do a lot of volunteer work with FFA and speech and track, and I was a basketball manager and cheerleading.
Very good. Favorite among those?
Cheerleading and FFA.
Okay. Let's talk about your future then. What's up next for you? Where will you be this fall?
This fall, I'm going to basic training, and then when I get back, I plan to go to Iowa Western for pre-social work, and then a four-year university after that.
Okay, very good. Can't let you slide through that quickly. Basic training.
Yeah, I leave July 25th, and I'll be gone for 16 weeks.
For which branch?
National Guard.
Very good. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
No, not really. But, this year, I just decided that it would be, a good opportunity and a good experience.
Excellent. Very good. What do you want to study?
Social work.
Okay. And let's talk to those eighth graders. What advice would you want to give them if you had a chance to give them the benefit of all of your high school experience?
I would say your freshman year is really important, and do not slack at all. Every year is really important. Mm-hmm. And when you're a senior, get your intern journals done.
Don't fall behind. Very good. Well, good luck to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have?
Emma Dorsey.
Emma, your folks are?
Dan and Marcy Dorsey, and I have a sister, Taylor Dorsey.
Talk about your schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed my ag classes and Spanish, and yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. What about teachers? Any favorites?
I really like Mr. Woolham. I've been with him since kindergarten, and I liked Mrs. Aim also. And Mrs. Mullen.
Okay. Why them?
They're really fun to be around, and I really liked the Spanish class with Mrs. Aim, and she was just a really fun person to talk to, same with Mr. and Mrs. Mullen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about extracurricular activities?
I'm involved in 4-H, FFA, basketball, volleyball, softball, track, student council, those types of things.
No. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You're awful busy. Is that something you set out to do when you started high school? Did you want to be one of those people that was going to have to manage your time really well?
No, it just kind of happened to be like that.
Do you manage your time very well?
Depends on who you ask.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of those, the future plans then. What comes next for you?
I'm going to go to Northwest Missouri State University and major in special education and elementary education.
Okay. Why Northwest?
Well, my sister went there, and she said she had a really good time there, and it's not too big or too small, and it's close to home but far enough away.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what do you want to study? I mean, what do you want to use what you're studying to do in the future? Do you see yourself teaching then?
Yes, I really want to do special education, and I will probably go major after get my master's afterwards.
Okay. Eighth grade advice.
Freshman and sophomore year are more important than you think when you're filling out scholarships and everything. Your GPA matters. And just get all your work done and be on top of everything.
Excellent. Emma, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, next we have?
Colin Gigerick.
And your folks are?
Dominic and Valerie Gigerick, and I have a sister named Haley.
All right, very good. Who's Haley's favorite brother?
Me. Okay. Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. What about schoolwork? What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed PE, for one, and I really enjoy band. It's been a big part of my life throughout my career.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Teachers that you'll remember? Who will you talk about at the class reunion 10 years from now?
Definitely Mr. Woolham, Mr. Simmons, and our new band director this year, Mr. Upmeyer.
Why?
Willem's always been there, like sports and stuff. So Simmons, he came our junior or sophomore year, and we have a pretty, And Mr. Upmeyer, he's just a fun guy to be around, and he's a great band director.
Okay, very good. What about the extracurricular activities? What's kept you busy?
Vocal, band, basketball, football, golf, baseball, FFA. Yeah.
Wow. Have a favorite?
Probably either golf or basketball.
Why?
I just love the sports, and probably golf, though, because every day of the summer I'm out there golfing with one of my buddies. So, okay. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your future. Where will you be this fall?
University of Iowa to study elementary education.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa?
I mean, for one, I've always grown up a Hawkeye fan, and two, it's just a great school, and I have a lot of relatives that live over there, too, so. Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you always wanted to get into teaching?
Not necessarily. I made the decision about 2 months ago.
Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
Get out there and do stuff. Don't be shy to do anything, and especially FFA, because I'm not a farmer, but I'm still in it. So, yeah.
You pick up some good stuff there, too. Very good. Thank you. All right. And who's next?
Haley Valleca.
Okay. Haley, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad are Chris and Michelle Valleca, and I have two sisters, Brianna and Savannah, and a brother, Corey.
Okay. Very good. Let's talk about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed my ag classes with Mrs. Woolham these last 2 years.
Okay. Why? What's special about that?
Mrs. Woolham, I switched schools my sophomore year, and she came our junior year, and so we really went through the change together, and she's always been here for me as an officer and as a friend, and I can always trust in her.
Okay. Very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
I'm a cheerleader for football, and I'm involved in FFA.
Okay. What do you enjoy most?
FFA.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. It's a popular program here in the CAM School District. Why?
It's our biggest school activity in CAM High School. You get to experience a lot of different things, meet new people, do community service. It's just the thing to do here, I guess.
Very good. All right. And apparently you guys are good recruiters because you get a lot of young kids that get involved in it, too.
Yeah.
What about your future, then? What's up next for you?
I will be studying nursing at DMAC in Ankeny, and then I will receive both my RN and BSN there, and then hopefully I'm hoping to come back and work at the Cass County Hospital.
You seem to have a plan put together. Is that something you've been thinking about for a long time?
Well, I actually went through two phases of wanting to be something else, and then my dad just told me, like, Haley, you have so much more potential. So I put some thought into it and really decided that nursing was what I wanted to do, so I did an internship, and I absolutely love it.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have a good plan and have a good feel for that's what you want to do down the road. Let's give those eighth graders some advice. Make a plan, right?
Yes, for sure, make a plan. And, you know, my freshman year, I didn't think that my GPA mattered, and my freshman year was a struggle. And now when I fill out scholarships and look at my transcripts, I really regret that, and I wish I would have put my whole heart into everything. So definitely realize that freshman year does matter.
Okay, very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have?
Rachel Riker.
Rachel, tell us about your parents.
My parents are Dan and Tamala Riker, okay. And I have four siblings, Anna, Noah, Helen, and Esther.
Do they ever lose you in a crowd?
Not really.
Not yet. Let's talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
Probably one of my favorite classes was anatomy and physiology, mm-hmm. because that's really what interests me, and I enjoyed most of my science classes.
Okay. Those aren't easy classes.
It depends on what type of brain you have, really.
For you, they're a little easier than some others, maybe.
Then I struggle with other things like math, so it really just depends on who you are.
All right. Well, let's talk teachers. Who'd you like?
Oh, boy. Well, probably my top one would be Mrs. Stender, partially because she is my grandmother, so I'm probably going to get in trouble if I don't see her.
Okay, got it.
But I enjoyed having her, and even though I do complain, Mrs. Nichols, she's been big in my life. So, yeah.
Do you appreciate the teachers that push you and that maybe some days you don't seem to like them very much, but in the long run you seem to come around?
Most of the time, yes. Other times, I'm still kind of bitter, but.
Except toward Grandma.
Yeah. Otherwise, Christmas doesn't end well.
That's a good plan. All right. Let's talk extracurricular activities. What else have you done?
I'm in softball. I played volleyball, volleyball for 2 years. I'm also in speech, vocal, and FCA.
Which did you enjoy the most?
Softball, definitely.
You like the team atmosphere?
Yeah, and I love how we've pretty much become a family and all the work we can put together.
Excellent. What's next for you?
I'm going to be attending the University of Northern Iowa to study anthropology and hopefully eventually get a doctorate in forensic anthropology.
And what in the world do you want to do with that?
I'm hoping to work in Washington, D.C. or in Chicago at a major museum and hopefully work with the government at one point.
See, my question had a point to it. What in the world do you want to do with that? Because this will give you an opportunity to see a lot of things, won't it?
Yeah, I'm hoping to travel, and even during college, I'm hoping to spend some time in Africa to go on digs and stuff like that.
Excellent. Sounds like an interesting opportunity for you. What about the future of these eighth graders? Tell me about, tell them some ideas. What should they know before they start high school?
Well, pretty much what everybody else has been saying, don't slack off. Get as many classes as you can in, and definitely take those college classes that are offered.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank everyone here from the CAM High School for spending a little time with us here and sharing with us about some of the accomplishments of the class of 2017.